It's showtime, folks. Welcome in. Chase and Big Joe here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Thursday. He is Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane Nick Frazier is on the ones and twos. And JoJo, I'm very excited today. We have some special guests.
Who's that,
in
buddy?
The house. Group of students from what I think is the best school ever, Franklin Road Academy.
As you should.
Yes, you know, spent many, many years there. They are here checking out what we do, and I don't know if we're going to convince them to get out of this business before they even get into it or what we're going to do, but excited to have them here today.
Should be about a 15-minute trip for them to show them everything that we do when they get out of here.
Football coach good. Justin Geisinger is also with them, so good to have Coach here. But, welcome. Some of them are talking to Woody and Jim right now, so I won't be held responsible for whatever they learn over there, but –
You're just a tad bit nervous.
I'm not nervous. I'm just
a tad bit.
I'm running late. Let's just call it what it is. Like I was running a little behind this morning. So
but I never that's got okay. one. I never got field trips in high school. We'd go on field trips. They would just tell us to shut up and not ask questions. That's true. That's what McGavin. We'd go
to the cracker factory.
We'd go to the space center and be like, "Don't ask questions. Just keep your mouth shut." I'm like, "What fun is this?"
So well, good for this them. Is. I believe this is interim. It's a week that FRA does, and honestly, that's how I kind of got started in this business because I used interim week. I went and did a job shadow with the great Chris Clark at News Channel 5 with Hope Hines.
Hello, everybody.
At Channel 4 over with Rudy and some of the news people over there was really Terry Bulger. I got to spend a day with him, which was just fantastic.
Now, Terry Bulger.
It was really cool to be able to do that. And so they get this, and now they actually have a broadcasting class over there, which is really cool. So they get to hang out with us. So we might let a couple come in studio and check
why
it out.
Why just put them in here? Just sit them in here.
We just have them gather it all around.
Put them on a microphone. I mean, it's easy.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, you remember those days of being a – And you went to school just down the street from FRA.
So. I did. I went to good old Father Ryan.
Yeah. So there you go. But welcome to Franklin Road Academy. We're going to show them around and everything today. So glad to have them here. We'll be at the Omni tomorrow.
Yeah. We're looking forward to that. And Jeff Fisher at 10 o'clock today.
Yep. He's going to come hang out with us. So
Nick McDevitt, MTSU basketball coach at 9:30. Big game
tonight.
And Murmurl. So look forward to that.
The Predators are busy. I mean, it is the trade deadline. And so the news coming out last night that Luke Shen and Tommy Novak have been traded to Pittsburgh. It seems like a lot of Predators go to Pittsburgh. But
it's almost like they, in return, we laugh about getting a bag of pucks back. It feel like, what did they get back?
Michael Bunting, who's a player. I don't know much about, I mean, I know the name, but I don't know much
He'd
about
be a better
Bunting,
baseball player.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Good at and they got team. Like a fourth rounder in the 26th draft or something?
Yeah. But I mean, you know, I think that's kind of where Barry Trotz is at this point of trying to get younger. And I mean, you moved off Luke Shen, obviously an older player, over 1,000 games in the league, and Tommy Novak, who just hasn't quite fit under this system. I think he flourished more, under John Hines. Bunting has 58 games played this year, 14 goals, 15 assists for 29 points. So he's he's not terrible, but not, you know, he's scored 20 goals twice in his career, and that was early on in his career when he was with the Toronto Maple Leafs. So so we'll see kind of where he fits and everything. I believe he's hurt right now, if that is correct.
Oh, nice.
So,
great.
Yeah, so it's just, is
it 3 o'clock tomorrow, the deadline?
2 o'clock Central, yeah.
2 o'clock Central. Yep. So, all right. You expect more to happen?
I do. I mean, I think they're really going to have to be blown away for somebody like Ryan O'Reilly, and I really don't think they want to trade Ryan O'Reilly. I don't want them to trade Ryan O'Reilly. I mean, I think he's a good piece to keep. McCarron is a possibility, and maybe Sissons.
No, not Sissons.
Yeah, I don't think they want to trade him either. But So could be. I mean,
sit around and watch.
I believe Barry's going to go on with Jared this afternoon from the arena, so he'll be able to talk about some things, what's going on, and then or actually it could be tomorrow. I think it is going to be tomorrow after the deadline. So
He's going on tomorrow.
Yeah, so it'll be tomorrow. So my bad. It'll be.
Please don't mess up again like that.
I know. Okay. Maybe excited. I am nervous.
You are just a bit nervous, man. Yeah,
so
they say you can never go home again, right? And so you're they're coming to you today, buddy. You got this.
It's funny. I went over there about a month ago and spoke to a class and was like walking around campus and it was like, yeah, I'm home. You know, it's changed, but it's also the same.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you go over to McGavick.
No. You're like, you're back again? Good Lord.
Thought we told you to leave.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? It'll be next year. I've been gone 40 years.
So your 40th high school reunion would
be next year? Yeah. Yeah. Nobody does high school reunions in here. You should go to your 10 and 20.
Yeah.
But Facebook has ruined high school reunions.
Yeah.
You see everybody you want to.
Yeah, stay in touch and everything.
Now, unfortunately, I'll see a ton of my friends Sunday at our friend that passed away, his service on Sunday. And that's unfortunate. That's when you see your friends at an event like that. So I tell people all the time, go to the cookout. When a friend comes to town, go have lunch with them, whatever. Keep those memories alive, man, because it's good. It's good for the soul. Like you walk into the FR, it's good for your soul. Just go over there and see where you've been and where you came from and how things are going. It's just nice.
Yeah, for faux show. Because you like
faux show.
How about college hoops? You know, the regular season winding down. Tennessee, it's an upset, I guess. They lose to Ole Miss last night on the road, 78-76. Tough game, but the Rebels get the best.
Yeah, I watched it, and it was just a back and forth game. But it's just, I think Tennessee's looking to the tournament. That's what I gathered from last night watching them play. Also, it's very frustrating to watch college basketball when all they do is set themselves up for 25-footers. Tennessee was firing shots, and there were four guys outside the three-point line.
Yeah.
And one guy underneath, and it just basketball has evolved and changed so much now that you truly are living and dying by the three-point shot last night. But credit Ole Miss. They got it done, and that's for them and Chris Beard and that program, they're doing well. And you know, but Tennessee's in the tournament, so it's a lot. It was a tough game last night.
Are you taking your foot off the gas a little bit?
I think so.
Because, I mean, I think they're – not only are they in the tournament, I think they're going to be a one seed.
Probably.
You know,
You're in. I mean, that's the thing. You're in. So it was fun to watch. I tell you, Ziegler, he's fun. I mean, he's the motor. I mean, once that guy's gone, he's not – that team is, to me, is not even the same.
Yeah.
And it's fun watching. I still think college basketball is driven by the point guard. It'll always be driven to me by the point guard. You got a good point guard, you can make things happen.
Yeah, and they held him to 8 points last night, too, which is pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. But all I know is starting next Wednesday, Nashville, Tennessee, eyes are going to be on Nashville because of the SEC tournament, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Four or 5 days straight of –
Yeah, 5 days.
You know, I mean, and Wednesday used to be, it was kind of like whatever that night. But, I mean, you got the top eight that get a bye.
Yep.
And then the bottom eight will all be competing.
That's correct.
And so it looks like Vanderbilt's probably locked into a 9 seed. So they'll play or maybe an 8 seed. So they would play Thursday for sure.
Right.
But so that would, you know, that'll be good. But I'm excited. I'm excited about I don't think I've been this excited about a basketball tournament as I am with this one.
Yeah, I mean, I love the fact that it's here in Nashville. I just, you know, this tournament's been around, and it's a lot of fun. I remember the 84 tournament. Of course, I'm an old man. Over at Memorial Gym, Charles Barkley played in that one. That was a fun tournament. 91 at the SEC tournament at Memorial when Tennessee was awful, and they ran all the way to the final game because Allen Houston couldn't be stopped. Marshall Henderson, what was that, 10 years ago for Ole Miss? The Land Shark. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm guessing.
That
was a fun turn. I mean, so there's always some great games, and it's fun and exciting. If you get tickets, go see that. I think it's great. I you know what? I like it better, the SEC tournament being here, than the first round of the NCAA.
Yeah.
I just do.
Because you see all the teams.
Yep.
I mean, every team has to play a game.
Yep.
So I think that's a really good point, you know, and I kind of had that conversation with Sean Henry one time of, you know, do you miss, you know, getting the first round? And he goes, think about it. Like, you get to watch all the SEC teams, and a lot of those teams are going to the tournament. So it's It's like, yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, and you got stuff setting up to be really compelling. Florida beats Alabama last night. So, I mean, are we going to see some rematches in this?
Yeah.
You know, what team in your mind has the most pressure going into the SEC tournament? Is it Auburn just to, you know, as the one seed to run through and
this
win
This is
all?
Crazy. I don't think any of them do.
Yeah?
I think because they know they're in the tournament.
At least, I mean, 12 or 13 of them know they're in.
Right. I think the ones on the outer, like in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Who, like, is the first four out last night, what I was hearing. So, for those teams, this is an opportunity to get it done and show you belong in the tournament. But I just think it's going to be some good basketball. We saw the Auburn team when they played Vanderbilt. I mean, that's like an NBA team. I mean, they're legit. Fast, big, quick.
Yep.
Get after you. Can shoot the ball well. So, that was fun. Remember, Auburn came here last year, beat Florida in the championship game. They got knocked out in the first round the next week. So, you don't want to give all of your emotion next week, I guess. I mean, I don't know. And then you've got to go on and play the tournament after that. Because at the end of the day, the most important thing is what happens in 2 weeks, not next week.
Yeah.
For the most of the teams.
Yeah, right. 100%. So that is obviously going to be exciting. We're going to be downtown. So
downtown.
Next week, the Chase and Big Joe show is on the world tour.
We are.
So we're here Monday, and then we're out the rest of the week. So
the show.
It'll be a lot of fun.
We got sound check going on early. So come on down and hang out with us. We got some of the biggest acts in country music opening for us. No, I'm kidding. It'd be nice if there were, though.
T. Graham Brown?
T. Graham Brown.
All right, let's go.
I did a thing with T. Graham Brown one time on TV, and he was a little bit on the soft side. And he called me Ralph the whole time.
What about it, Ralph? So you've been Ralph. You've been Joel Dooley.
Well, no, he meant like Ralph Emery. So He was like, hey, Ralph, where's your band? I love T. Graham Brown. Did his kids go to FRA with you? It seems like every country music singer's kids went to.
No, well, okay. T. Graham Brown's son worked at Piscetti's.
Did he really?
Yeah.
So you got to meet T. Graham?
I never met T. Graham.
No. Oh, man.
No, I just knew his son.
Oh, man.
There it is.
But at FRA, you went to Alan Jackson's daughters?
Alan Jackson, Mac McAnally's kids went there for a little
Dean
bit.
Dean Dillon?
Yeah, Dean Dillon. Derek Mason's kids went there for a little bit before he got traded. Yeah, I mean, they're I don't know.
On and on and on?
A few Liz and Davey Allison's kids went there.
Really? Do the these esteemed FRE kids know that you went to the prom with Alan Jackson's daughter?
Probably not.
Do they know who Alan Jackson is? They should.
They should, but I don't know if they do or not.
Where'd you guys eat that night?
The prom.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Was it on campus?
No.
At a hotel?
It was at Hillwood Country Club.
Did AJ pay for the limo?
He did.
I love this story, man.
Yeah.
Did he say, hey, boy, have my girl back home by 8?
No, but, I mean, he had the limo, so I didn't really have any control on that.
Did like, you
why is it leaving?
Did you understand how massive popular he was at that time?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But, I mean, to me, he wasn't that. He was Mr. Jackson. Like, he was just he was Maddie's dad.
That's cool. I know you hate me bringing it. I love this. I love it. He's like, sorry, Miss Jackson, I am for real.
No, that wasn't what happened. We're up and running here on a Thursday live from our wonderful, palatial, amazing Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. We'll get into the Titans and much more coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game on a TV-themed Thursday. Hanging out, we mentioned we have some students from Franklin Road Academy, which is where I went. Fantastic school. And so, you know, I think it's only appropriate we put one of them on the air, right, Joe?
You have to.
I mean, you got to. So Chase Coleman is with us.
Yo.
He's a football player. He's a junior at FRA.
Yes, sir.
So, are you having fun so far?
Oh, yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's been fun to watch. Your guy back here, the executive producer, showed us a lot of stuff, which has been fun to learn.
Yeah. And we call him Dr. Crane.
Dr. Crane. Yeah, yeah, it was cool to learn behind the show, which is the cool part. You now seem, being on it.
You seem like you like being in front of the mic.
Yes, sir.
It seems very comfortable for
you. Yes, sir.
You grew up in it, I guess?
I grew up in it. My dad's been doing it for a while.
Okay.
He did it in Georgia, and now he's doing it with Dave Ramsey in Tennessee. So
nice.
Nice. It's just like part of the family.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right,
cool.
Yes, sir.
What class would you be in right now if you're at school?
If I was at school?
Right now at 9.
What time is it?
9:20.
So we got rotating schedule, so it rotates each day. So we don't have like a designated class for a time period.
Like A and B schedule?
Yeah. It's like
I
a block schedule.
I think it was
kind
of like that when I was there. It was a while ago.
Yeah.
Is that a private school thing? Because ours was like, just show up and shut
really
your mouth.
School,
yeah.
A lot of schools are doing this now, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's not just – but, I mean, I had – by the way, it's hit me that it's almost been 20 years. So I feel – thanks for letting me feel old. But, I mean, when I was there, we did – it was like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday was one thing, and Tuesday, Thursday was kind of a different thing. And then there were some classes I had every day.
Nice. So right now, like if on this Thursday, you would be in what, history? Math?
It depends what day we drop. So if it was an A day right now, I'd be in second Spanish.
I'd
be in Spanish. Yeah.
Muy bien.
Chase knows Spanish. He knows Donde la Biblioteca. That's all he learned at FRA.
Fun fact, I did take Spanish at FRA. Some of it stuck and some of it didn't.
So your father, has he taught you any radio stuff throughout the years, or are you just observing?
He's taught me a little bit. I've been observing a lot. He does a lot of stuff with like helping people find the right jobs and stuff, so that's just like cool. But I'm more of wanting to go into like coaching and stuff instead of radio.
Good for you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Pursue that dream and all of that.
Yes, sir.
You play football, right?
Yes, sir, I do.
What position?
Wide receiver and cornerback.
How was your last year? Pretty good?
It was okay. I had a lot of injuries. I had a foot injury and a thumb injury the past season.
Ouch,
so,
man. Yes, how are we doing now?
I'm healing up. I'm doing PT every day.
Okay.
Just trying
good.
To get back to it. Yes, sir.
Good. Who you guys made the playoffs? Who beat y'all?
BGA. That's my old school.
No, we're done with that, man.
Yes, sir.
Nope.
Yes, sir.
25's your year. We're not having BGA.
Oh, yeah.
Anymore.
No more BGA. We beat them earlier in the season, the regular season, and they came back and beat us in the postseason.
High school football, man, nothing better than that. So you're looking at colleges already or
yes,
no?
Yes, sir. I'm looking at colleges right now. Yes, sir.
And you said FAU?
FAU, University of Florida, and FGCU right now. It's somewhere down in Florida.
You want to go where it's warm.
Oh, yeah. We're,
I like
and
that.
The beach. Around the beach, yeah. Yes, sir.
You want to keep trying to play? Or
Probably not. I'll probably pursue like the sports business side of it, like coaching and like managing and stuff.
I love that.
Yes,
very
sir.
Cool.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
But I love it more that you want to go south, man.
Oh, yeah. You got to go south.
Smart.
We don't – cold weather, man.
It's
you're going to, hey, look, man. I hope your dad's not listening. If you're going to college, we got to have some fun.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You got to have fun.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely have to have some fun. All right. So tell us who's with you right now. Tell us about
this
group.
I got my boy Caster. He's from California. I got Nate. He be doing a broadcast or like a play-by-play for our football games.
Okay. And he's got the Vandy Boys shirt on.
So he's got Lex. You got Adam Crocker, his brother actually playing right now at Baylor.
Oh, okay. Cool.
You got my boy Smith, good baseball and our long snapper for football.
Oh, long snapper,
long
my man.
Snapper, yeah.
We just talked long snappers yesterday, how you can get a college scholarship by being a long snapper. I mean, it's and go make the NFL and get paid for snapping the ball. What's your time snapping back to the punter? 0.75?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
All right. Just when I ask the question, just say yeah. what about on the field goal? 0.3? Yeah. Okay, you'll get there, man.
Yeah.
You get there.
So So what was your time?
You had to get for the punter under 0.7 seconds, and to the snapper, holder on the field goal, 0.3.
Okay, well, so speaking of punters, these guys know Brett Kern.
Oh yeah.
He's
Coach Kern.
He's our coach.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So Brett comes on with us once a week and coaches at FR.
What about Coach Pat Cunningham? You like him?
He's not our coach.
Is
coach,
he not?
Coach Cunningham? No, sir.
He says he coaches with Coach Geisinger all the time.
Coach Cunningham?
Pat Cunningham? No? Is that no? Is Pat lying to me?
JP2.
Yeah, JP2.
Yeah, he might have.
No, he came over from JP2 to FRA.
Well, clearly they don't know him. Coach Geisinger's here.
Yeah, I just talked to him.
Yeah.
And I just made a crack about Pat Cunningham, and Coach laughed. So evidently he's got maybe a different name. Maybe O-line. He coaches, he helps the O-line out. That's it.
Coach Harris.
Maybe that's it. I'm going to find Pat and tell him he's lying. Got the kids in there now. Okay, there we go.
Yes,
all right, moving on.
So what do you think? So what have you guys done this week?
On Monday, we went to Vandy. We talked with the assistant AD about NIL and stuff, which was cool to learn about. And then what do we? We just went back basketball facility and we toured their new facility.
Yeah,
which was crazy. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've heard it's very nice.
Then on Tuesday we watched like sports movies. We watched Air, the Michael Jordan movie, nice. Which was fun to watch. And then Moneyball.
Moneyball.
And we just like got the perspective of the sports business side. Oh, and that's cool. About it. So that was cool. And then later that night we went to Arkansas Vandy. Which was a fun game.
Nine o'clock start.
It was a late start. But yes. The dunks and everything kept you up. It was crazy.
That's good. Four,
yeah. And then yesterday we went to talk to Barton Simmons and then the chief of staff at Vandy.
Yeah, Vandy. We so love
that was,
Barton.
That's fun to talk about with him and just learn about the football.
So basically, Mr. Salado and Coach Geisinger are like, we're just going to go to Vandy.
It was just a Vandy week, basically.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yes, sir. But. It was just the whole Vandy week.
Well, speaking of sports movies, you need to watch that one to your left, Victory. When you get a chance, it's the greatest sports movie of all time. So if you remember, think about it and watch it.
All right,
yeah, so. It's a good one. Chase, good luck. You did a very good job representing your group here. So we look forward to you guys sticking around and kind of seeing how we do things.
All right, Chase, are you bringing them lunch?
No, I don't think we've discussed that.
Oh, I thought lunch was on the table. No. Sorry,
you
guys.
Just want free food.
Chase will get you after at 11 o'clock, whatever you guys need.
Yes,
appreciate you, brother.
Yes,
good luck to you, man.
It.
Coming up next, we got a big game down in the borough tonight as the Blue Raiders will take on Liberty. Coach Nick McDevitt will join us coming up next here on Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on a TV theme Thursday. Hanging out, we mentioned we have some students from Franklin Road Academy, which is where I went. Fantastic school. And so, you know, I think it's only appropriate we put one of them on the air, right, Joe?
You have to.
I mean, you got to. So Chase Coleman is with us.
Yo.
He's a football player. He's a junior at FRA.
Yes, sir.
So are you having fun so far?
Oh, yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's been fun to watch. Your guy back here, executive producer, showed us a lot of stuff, which has been fun to learn.
Yeah. And we call him Dr. Crane.
Dr. Crane. Yeah, it was cool to learn behind the show, which is the cool part.
You
now
being
on it.
You seem like you like being in front of the mic.
Yes, sir.
It seems very comfortable for
you. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You grew up in it, I guess?
I grew up in it. My dad's been doing it for a while.
Okay.
He did it in Georgia. Now he's doing it with Dave Ramsey in Tennessee. So
nice.
It's just like part of the family.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, cool.
Yes, sir.
What class would you be in right now if you're at school?
If I was at school
right now at 9,
what time is it?
9:20.
So we got rotating schedule, so it rotates each day, so we don't have like a designated class for a time period,
like A and B schedule.
Yeah, it's like
I
a
think
block
it was
kind of
like
yeah.
that when I was there. It was a while ago.
Yeah,
is that a private school thing? Because ours was like just show up, and shut
really
your mouth.
School,
yeah,
a lot of schools are doing this now, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, it's not just, but I mean, I had. By the way, it's hit me that it's almost been 20 years. So I feel – thanks for letting me feel old. I mean, when I was there, we did – it was like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday was one thing, and Tuesday, Thursday was kind of a different thing. And then there were some classes I had every day.
Nice. So right now, like if on this Thursday, you would be in what, history? Math?
It depends what day we drop. So if it was an A day right now, I'd be in Spanish.
Muy bien.
Chase knows Spanish. He knows Donde la Biblioteca. That's all he learned at FRA.
Fun fact, I did take Spanish at FRA. Yeah. Some of it stuck and some of it didn't.
Yeah.
All right. So your father, has he taught you any radio stuff throughout the years, or are you just observing?
He's taught me a little bit. I've been observing a lot. He does a lot of stuff with like helping people find the right jobs and stuff, so that's just like cool, but I'm more of wanting to go into like coaching and stuff instead of radio.
Good for you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Pursue yes, that dream and all of that.
Yes, sir.
You play football, right?
Yes, sir, I do.
What position?
Wide receiver and cornerback.
How was your last year? Pretty good?
It was okay. I had a lot of injuries. I had a foot injury and a thumb injury the past season.
Ouch,
so,
man. Yes, how are we doing now?
I'm healing up. I'm doing PT every day.
Okay.
Just trying to get back to it. Yes, sir.
Good. Who you guys made the playoffs? Who beat y'all?
BGA, that's my old school.
No, we're done with that, man.
Yes, sir.
Nope.
Yes, sir.
25's your year. We're not having BGA.
Oh, yeah, no more BGA. We beat them earlier in the season, the regular season, and they came back and beat us in the postseason.
High school football, man, nothing better than that. So you're looking at colleges already? Or
yes,
no?
Sir. I'm looking at colleges right now. Yes, sir.
And you said FAU?
FAU, University of Florida, and FGCU right now. Somewhere nice. Down in Florida.
You want to go where it's warm?
Oh, yeah. I like and that. The beach. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Do you want to keep trying to play? Or
Probably not. I'll probably pursue like the sports business side of it, like nice. Coaching and like managing and stuff.
I love that. Yes, very sir. Cool.
Yes, yeah, sir. But I love it more that you want to go south, man.
Oh, yeah, you got to go south.
Smart. We don't – cold weather, man. It's you're going to, hey, look, man, I hope your dad's not listening. If you're going to college, we got to have some fun.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You got to have fun.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. Definitely have to have some fun. All right, so tell us who's with you right now. Tell us about this
group. I
got
my boy Caster. He's from California. I got Nate. He be doing a broadcast, like our play-by-play for our football games.
Okay. And he's got the Vandy Boys shirt on.
So he's got Lex. You got Adam Crocker, his brother actually playing right now at Baylor.
Oh, okay, cool.
You got my boy Smith, good nice. Baseball and our long snapper for football.
Oh, long snapper, long my snapper, man. Yeah. We just talked long snappers yesterday, how you can get a college scholarship by being a long snapper. I mean, it's and go make the NFL and get paid for snapping the ball. What's your time snapping back to the punter? 0.75? Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. Just when I ask the question, just say yeah. what about on the field goal? 0.3? Yeah. Okay, you'll get there, man. Yeah. You get there.
So So what was your time?
You had to get for the punter under 0.7 seconds, and to the snapper, holder on the field goal, 0.3.
Okay, well, so speaking of punters, these guys know Brett Kern.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
He's Coach Kern.
He's our coach.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So Brett comes on with us once a week and coaches at FR.
What about Coach Pat Cunningham? You like him?
He's not our coach.
Is he not?
Coach Cunningham? No, sir.
He says he coaches with Coach Geisinger all the time.
Coach Cunningham?
Pat Cunningham? No? Is that no? Is Pat lying to me?
Yeah, JP2.
Yeah, he might have.
No, he came over from JP2 to FRA.
Well, clearly they don't know him. Coach Geisinger's here.
Yeah, I just talked to him.
Yeah.
And I just made a crack about Pat Cunningham, and Coach laughed. So evidently he's got maybe a different name. Maybe O-line. He helps the O-line out. That's it.
Coach Harris?
Maybe that's it. I'm going to find Pat and tell him he's lying. I got the kids in here now. Okay, there we go. Yes, all right, moving on.
So what do you think? So what have you guys done this week?
On Monday, we went to Vandy. We talked with their assistant AD about NIL and stuff, which was cool to learn about. And then we just went back. Basketball facility, and we toured their new facility, which was crazy. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've heard it's very nice.
Then on Tuesday, we watched like sports movies. We watched Air, the Michael Jordan movie, which was fun to watch. And then Moneyball. And we just like got the perspective of the sports business side and
talked
about it. So that was cool. And then later that night, we went to Arkansas Vandy. Which was a fun game.
9 o'clock start.
9 o'clock, yeah, it was a late start. But the dunks and everything kept you up. It was crazy.
That's number good. 4,
yeah. And then yesterday we went to talk to Barton Simmons and then the chief of staff at Vandy.
Yeah, Vandy. We love Barton.
That's fun to talk about with him and just learn about the football.
So basically, Mr. Salado and Coach Geisinger are like, we're just going to go to Vandy.
Vandy, it was just a Vandy week, basically. Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yes, sir. But it was just a whole Vandy week.
Well, speaking of sports movies, you need to watch that one to your left, Victory. When you get a chance, it's the greatest sports movie of all time. So if you remember, think about it, watch it. All
right, yeah, sure. It's a good one. Chase, good luck. You did a very good job representing your group here. So we look forward to you guys sticking around and kind of seeing how we do things.
All right, Chase, are you bringing them lunch?
No, I don't think we've discussed that.
Oh, I thought lunch was on the table. No. Sorry,
you
guys.
Just want free food.
Chase will get you after at 11 o'clock, whatever you guys need.
Yes,
appreciate you, brother. Yes, good luck to you, man.
Coming up next, we got a big game down in the borough tonight as the Blue Raiders will take on Liberty. Coach Nick McDevitt will join us coming up next here on Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chase and Big Joe presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Usually on Thursdays, we have Greg Wyshynski on with us. He will join us tomorrow as the NHL trade deadline looms, 2 o'clock Central tomorrow. I was thinking about this morning. It's rare that we have the NHL trade deadline, which is obviously a big deal to us with the Predators, and then literally on Monday, legal tampering starts for free agency in the NFL, and then we'll kind of get an idea of what the – or as Mike Borgonzi says, an idea of what the Titans are going to do.
I love the term legal tampering. It's like legally drunk. It's like a it's a weird, redundant, oxymoron phrase that you throw out there. I will never forget when Jim Schwartz signed Vandenbosch because it was like at midnight, but it's midnight Eastern, and like at 11:02, we get a call that Vandenbosch is going to the Lions.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you
– Haynesworth, it was like
– to the Redskins?
12:05 a.m.
How do you get time to look at the contract? Yeah. And I was like, what's going on here? And then it all came out like they've been talking for days before. So illegal tampering, that's how the genesis of that happened.
I can tell you that sitting here, you know, and working with Floyd for a few years, I remember asking him like, so did you ever tamper? And he just would laugh.
Right?
You know, they all just are like, yeah. You know,
just sitting there. I think we asked Schwartz one time, like, how did this all work out? He's like, I sit in Kyle's driveway. Then at 11 o'clock, I like knocked on his door. And I don't know if that's a true story or not, but he says, I'm like, hey, and we signed a contract and we were done. I'm like, can you look at a contract that fat? And so it all started and took off.
Yeah. I mean, so that'll be Monday and we'll see. And I mean, Schefter and Rappaport and all those guys will, you know, Rossini, they'll have the news out there of, you know, so-and-so is going to sign a three-year deal with the Titans or whatever. So we'll have an idea of, you know, who's going to be coming here. I mean, I think you're going to see a guard. You know, they're going to end up with, or a tackle or a guard for the right side. We will know that answer on Monday.
Okay.
If I had to guess.
Well,
by Monday.
Looking forward
afternoon.
To that. We'll see what happens.
Like, whether it's a Morgan Moses or Ronnie Stanley, somebody that's out there, likely going to be a free agent. Yeah,
but I'm okay if they don't sign a high price. Could be like, the Cowboys didn't sign anybody last year. Man, what are they waiting on? I'm okay if the Titans don't blow all their money on one guy.
I'm with you. I mean, and I like what I've heard in that we have some guys we've identified that we would like to sign.
Yeah.
But then it's like, if they're not there, we're not going to just go get someone to get someone. You know, and I think that was kind of the thought last year. Of they had some money set aside for something else, it didn't work out, so they saw Calvin Ridley was there, and it's like, oh, let's go throw a bunch of money at him. Now, towards the end of the year, that started to work out, but a lot of times, if you just go sign someone to sign someone, it doesn't work out.
Well, I mean, the DB signings were a disaster. Those two guys were awful.
Yeah, and I liked Awuzie, and I mean, I even liked, you know, the trade they made for Snead, yep. But if those guys can get healthy, then I think we'll forget about that. But that's a big if.
Big if.
I mean, that's the thing to me, and this is, again, the time of year where you start talking yourself into things might not be as bad as they actually are, mm-hmm. when we all know that's not true. But if the secondary is healthy and they add some pass rush and do that, then I'm going to feel a lot better about the defense.
Good. Good. I still
that's
hope
a big
that
if.
I still hope that the Aaron Rodgers things happen. I really do.
You really want that, don't you?
I do. Well, a conversation I had with somebody last week who's not in sports but knows somebody that knows Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I told you, I mean, it's like he said, she said on down, but I just think I think there's a real possibility he comes to Nashville.
So I've talked myself into something. This is the talk yourself into things season, right?
Okay.
I've talked myself into that scenario where you sign Rodgers and Davante Adams, probably for the same price that you would have to pay Darnold, right?
Okay, all right.
It's basically you're looking at this year to year, maybe 2 years. You still take Cam Ward number one overall. You let him sit a year behind Rodgers.
Okay, I can see that.
They're not going to do that.
I don't care about Davante Adams. To me, he's not part of
this. I know, but I think Rodgers does.
Yeah, but I just think.
And you need receiver help. So
2 year deal. I mean, I think Titans fans will be on board. Tell me, like, oh, I'm like, wait until he throws that first touchdown in game one, and hopefully it's against Vrabel, and they beat Vrabel.
He's not allowed to wear 8, though. He has to wear 12.
Okay.
No, I'm done with 10s and 8s.
I'm good with that. Is there a 12?
Charlie Whitehurst.
Stabler wore 12 for the Oilers franchise.
Yeah.
And I'm not separating.
Yeah.
It's the same
You're
franchise.
Just thinking franchise. Titans, Charlie Whitehurst is the only one I can remember.
Same
Justin
here.
Gage, maybe?
Justin Gage, yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it.
But that's, yeah.
We're leaving somebody out. Okay, cool.
Maybe.
Maybe start
but
your
yeah, Stabler. I mean, I remember. Yeah, Stabler.
Mason Kinsey, he wears 12.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're quarterback, though. I want a quarterback.
You're just asking.
Maybe
12,
if he comes in at 7 and in honor of Dan Pastorini. I'll take that. That'd be kind of cool.
Who number was seven. Was Daryl LaMonica three? Who was three?
Was that Blanda? LaMonica? LaMonica? I don't remember. We're going way back now.
I mean, we're before my time, but, you know.
Right. I don't know.
My father raised me right.
Just come here, wear seven, and win games.
Maybe Clay knows. We're gonna bring Clay in for a second. Hi, Clay.
Boys, how are we doing this morning?
Oh, we're fantastic. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Big Joe, I'm coachable.
Hey, what did I tell you this morning what time to call?
I said not. You said 9:45.
What time is it right now, Clay?
Well, I just took his call. He called at 9:45. He's been on hold for a minute.
Damn you, Chase.
Don't yell at Clay. Okay.
Are you coachable for what?
I'm coachable for doing what you tell me there, Big Joe. Donut, when to call.
All right. I'm liking this. So we'll have to go before the board like they did in Shawshank when Red was trying to get pardoned. We'll go in front of Candace Lee and everybody over there to get you back on property, okay?
Okay.
Just keep me
off the Marriott property because I hear that, you know, I'm not paying attention and people have to jump back in the bushes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. One step at a time, Clay.
Yeah. How you doing today, buddy? Got some drives going on?
Yes, I do. I absolutely do.
Awesome. Well, Clay, you can listen to us. You can listen to the Vandy women's team take on the Lady Vols, and it'll be a great day.
I'm glad you reminded me of that. Seriously, Chase, because I will listen to some of it. It'll be starting soon.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
You know, I know which side of the fence of this rivalry I'm on, so I will be tuning in.
94.9, pal.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Thank you, Clay. Have a good day.
See you, boys.
See ya. Can we – you know what I actually want to do?
I felt bad.
I kind of want to set up with Vanderbilt like a hearing board of and us being
I'd love
part
to.
Of it.
He's got to go before the parole board and get either exonerated or get put back on the punishment list.
Oh,
for those that don't know, real quick, our friend Clay, Arkansas Vanderbilt game, probably 8 or 9 years ago. Arkansas hit like a 3-point at the buzzer, and the Arkansas player was taunting the crowd. Clay comes down from the stands, gets on the court, gets in the Arkansas player's face, and shoots him the bird. Gets past security. There are pictures of it, and Clay admits he was wrong.
Yep, and he has been banned from
Memorial Gym. He might be banned from campus.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could do that, but Clay, we're going to help you get back in good standing at Vanderbilt. We got some Vanderbilt people here today.
We do. We're going to work on it. Coming up next, we're going to talk some football for the next hour. Because the coach is in the building. Coach Jeff Fisher is going to join us here on the program. We'll talk Cats with him and pick his brain on some other things as well. We'll do that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.